Okay, is everybody here?
Yeah, I think everybody's here.
Jen, you're here? Okay, great. This is Cynthia Casper, and I am a natural health educator that specializes in working with women and their families. And today I am interviewing Jennifer Crippen of NaturalAnxietyTherapy.com. She's also the author of Let's Get Physical, Anxiety is Not All in Your Head. And today we're going to be talking with Jen. She's an expert in essential oils, therapeutic-grade essential oils. I've known Jen for a number of years, and I know from experience that she is the go-to woman for essential oils, therapeutic-grade essential oils. And so we're having her here on the call with us tonight to be talking about how to use essential oils for anxiety. So, Jen, welcome, and thank you so much for being here with me tonight because, you know, as you know, we have worked together for a number of years, and I've always relied on your experience and your expertise for essential oils for, you know, both working with clients of mine as well as my own family. So I really am blessed and want to thank you for joining me on this call tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Cynthia. I always love doing these calls for you and with you, and it's always a pleasure to work with you, and I feel likewise. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let's start right out, and let's talk a little bit about essential oils. Can you give an explanation and talk a little bit about what are essential oils and you know, are there a difference between the types of essential oils that people can get and you know, give us a brief introduction here.
Well, I've been using essential oils since 2001, very heavy in my life, every day for myself and animals and clients. And when I really got sick in 2007 with debilitating anxiety that was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I pretty much like totally came unglued. And the one thing, until I figured out what was wrong, the only thing that worked to bring me back to the planet Earth and give me enough belief and soundness of mind to get through the day were essential oils. And essential oils, what they are, if you go out to your garden or you go to the store and you buy herbs and you rub the leaves together or you smell a flower or you get near to a pine tree, and you smell that beautiful aroma that comes from that plant, that is the essential oil. It's actually a volatile liquid. It's not like an oil as you would use for cooking. It's a volatile oil that has aroma, but it also has extremely potent medicinal properties that our body will use for whatever purpose. You know, some of them work for viruses, bacteria, fungus, you know, things like that. But they are really, really, really potent and powerful for working with the emotions and working with the mind. And when it comes to essential oils and what to use, I'm very picky. I've been using many types of oils, but I really get them from very select sources because, you know, the stuff that's out there is pretty much garbage. I mean, you can go to the gas station and you can get, you know, frankincense at Citgo for, you know, $5 for a big bottle of it. And I know that's not going to have the same calming of the mind effect and work with my brain in oxygenating my brain as a true therapeutic grade essential oil would.
Okay. So that's really good to know. So if customers or people that are looking for essential oils go to, let's say, a health and beauty shop, or if they go to a health food store, are there differences in qualities even with health food stores, or is there a special place that you need to be getting these essential oils?
Well, there are different grades of oils. There's perfume grade, we know, which is cosmetic grade, there's food grade, and then there is the true medicinal therapeutic grade essential oil. And unfortunately, the guidelines in especially the United States is not so hot. And we've adopted, you know, certain companies have adopted the essential oil standards from other countries like France. And unfortunately, just because it says it's food grade and it's safe to use internally as a flavoring agent, that doesn't mean it's safe or it's going to work. And really, the thing is with essential oils, the reason why they work is due to their chemistry. And my background is in science. I'm a scientist. And so I won't go there down that science bunny trail right now, but it is very important to know that you have therapeutic-grade essential oils so that they are safe. And so when you go to a health food store or a natural food store, most of the time, in my personal experience, they have cosmetic-grade essential oils. And, it, you know, the label, Cynthia, can say organic. It can say pure and natural. It can say all these wonderful things. But that really doesn't mean that it is truly medicinal grade and it's going to work in the way that you want it to work with anxiety, calm the mind, or balance blood sugars, or I've used them extensively for that for myself. Or, you know, if you've got cuts and scrapes, it doesn't mean it's going to be safe to use on yourself or with kids or with animals or whatever. So there's definitely different qualities. And I found out of the last 9 years of work that I've done with essential oils, I have found, I can count on one hand how many essential oil companies I would actually purchase or even think about using their essential oils. And there's one particular company in, you know, that I use all the time because I know the sourcing, I know the owner very well, and I know where that's coming from. I know I've been to the farms, and I'm a snob. I'll say I'm an aromatherapy essential oil snob because I want it to be safe and I want it to work. And when you're working with the brain, and the thing is that people, you know, we take things for granted that, you know, when you smell something or you put it on your skin, we don't remember, at least I was never conscious of it, that your nose is actually an extension of your brain. It is the most rudimentary of, how do you want to say, senses. It's the first sense. It's the most ancient sense in our body. And your nose is literally, you know, the olfactory nerve that goes from your brain to your nose is almost like an extension of your brain. So if you're smelling something that is made from essential oils that is, you know, I guess they could be with solvents or they could be, you know, made synthetically or whatever, that chemical, which could be toxic to your brain, is going right up your nose and into your brain. You may as well, you know, smell paint thinner. And a lot of cases, they use those same chemicals. And so it's very important with quality to know that. And most people don't even know. They just go, oh, I'll go pick up some lavender or whatever. And I've seen people get into some serious trouble just by doing that. They use them medicinally, and they're using a cosmetic-grade oil from a health food store. And like I said, I'm a snob. I only use Young Living essential oils. That's all I use. I just put it right out there because it's just the best, and I've been using them for a long time, and I've had unbelievable results with my own health and then people I've worked with in the past, you know, 9 years.
Okay. That sounds great. How do they work?
I
mean, you're talking about you can smell them and they go into your brain, and then you're talking about you can take them internally. So what, you know, what is it about essential oils, and you know, how does it work with our bodies, you know, so that it causes a healing effect?
Well, the cool thing about essential oils, in a plant, the essential oil of the plant is the immune system of the plant. And chemically, the essential oil is very similar to the human blood. And there's very little difference, you know, with certain, you know, the molecular structure, let's just say, is very similar. And when we use the oils, like you mentioned, you know, inhaling them and putting, you can put them on your skin, you can put them in a diffuser and diffuse it in your home, and only with the therapeutic grade essential oils can you take them even internally. And that was quite a big part of my recovery with the anxiety and the depression and all the other weird things that happened, was using them that way. And I knew that they would work because I knew what grade I was dealing with. And so they work. When you have the medicinal grade, you can use them in all those ways. And the body will assimilate them and take them into the tissues. And the essential oil chemistry is such that they're one of the very few things that can actually pass the blood-brain barrier of the brain. So they can bring in nutrients into the brain. They can bring in oxygen. They work similar as hemoglobin does in the blood. And they can bring in nutrients in the brain, oxygen in the brain. They help bring in more circulation. You know, Dr. Terry Friedman, he has done some research with brain waves, you know, the alpha, theta, beta, and delta waves of the brain, and he found that certain essential oils that were high in the chemical component sesquiterpene, that they actually will balance brain waves just through inhalation alone. And with people dealing with, quote, mental stuff, you can guarantee we've got brainwave issues.
There's
no doubt about it. And, you know, there's certain essential oils that are absolutely fabulous for doing that. And those were some of the oils I used during my recovery because I knew that they would be, you know, able to get in there and balance things out.
Yeah. Is it something that you could use every day? Is this something that you could use to replace any medications that you were on? You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And I use them every day. I use them multiple times a day because, like I said, it seems like I'm being very redundant here, but I really need to stress the point about them being therapeutic grade because the essential oils are metabolized very quickly in the body and they don't build up like herbs do. And I use herbs, a ton of herbs. But there's no residual buildup where they could become toxic. And unless you drink copious amount of essential oils, you know, right out of the bottle, which would be very difficult to do. And if you did that, you'd deserve to get sick. I don't know how one could do that. But they don't build up. So we can apply them and use them as often as we really need them. And, you know, using them for, you know, there has been an extensive amount of research that, you know, that shows that essential oils balance the autonomic nervous system almost instantaneously. And the autonomic nervous system is fight or flight. That was presented by Anne Vermeulidge. She was a researcher that did some article publication a couple years ago. And, you know, it's very quickly, very instantaneously, and I was able to not rely on tranquilizers. Because I would use the essential oils, I'd put them on my brainstem, I'd put them on my temples, I would smell them, I would diffuse them, I could put them on the bottom of my feet. You know, very simple applications. They're so easy to use. You know, these little bottles, you put them oil drops in your hand, you rub them on the bottom of your feet, you put them on the back of your head, you smell your hand, and you've got an effect almost instantaneously.
Wow. I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you mess up and choose a wrong essential oil? Like what would be the effect if you, let's say, chose one essential oil that wasn't like the best choice? Is there something, I mean, is it possible to do that, or what would be the ramifications of that?
Well, some oils are better at different jobs than others, you know, just like, you know, just like herbs, you know, and just like anything else, there's some, if you need to balance your brain waves, you can use one oil that might be the highest choice, or if you're fighting a virus, there might be a choice that would be the best. But you can't really screw it up. I mean, the oils are still going to go in and do their job the best they can. You can't really hurt yourself. Like I said, the only thing you can really do is take, you know, drinking bottles of oils. I think the toxicity on essential oils is like an ounce for wintergreen. That would be very difficult to do because they're so safe.
Okay.
And they're very simple to use, and you know, screwing it up, most likely not. You know, the only thing that I've ever done that's hurt me is put them in my eyes on accident. I've rubbed my eyes with peppermint oil, and my eyes are tearing. But that's really it. You know, they're really easy to use.
Is there research that supports their action, or is this just something that people just need to experience for themselves?
Well, actually, both. There's been a lot of folklore medicine, you know, history of the ages, and, you know, there's different schools of thought on aromatherapy, and so there's a lot of experience, and that's really the best way to know what works for us is just to, you know, just jump in and do it. But there is an extensive amount of research. I was totally blown away because I am the scientist. Before I even purchased my first essential oil, you know, I'm so left-brained, I looked up the research, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's just so much research out there because essential oils are very much used in the food industry as preservatives and as antifungals and as, you know, for, you know, bacteria that could be in foods. A lot of countries don't use preservatives. There's a lot of research that comes out of the Middle East and Japan and Egypt and, of course, France on essential oils. And if you go to PubMed and you type in essential oils, you have more research on the validity and the usage of essential oils than you even know what to do with.
Wow. Okay, that
Is it your question?
That answered it very well. So you're telling me that they're safe. There's research that supports their action. Why do you think that this is not mainstream?
You know what? I don't know. I know it's, you know, most people think of aromatherapy or essential oils. They think of candles and palm olive and bath and body creams. But that's really, in my opinion, you know, doing this, being an, you know, aromatherapy person, you know, aromatherapist or whatever label I want to call myself for so long, that I don't even think of that use. Honestly, I think of their medicinal properties, and I've got books that I use that I open it up and it tells me where to stick it, how often and when and how, and it's like a cookbook. And I don't really know. You know, I know that there's a lot, you know, going on with, you know, you can't patent a plant. You cannot patent lavender and market it as a drug. So maybe that's one of the reasons. I really don't know. I mean, I know you can patent the process in which it's harvested, but you can't patent and sell it, so it's part of that, you know, natural medicine thing, and I really don't know. We got smelly bath bars, but most people, for some reason, don't know the powerful effects of the essential oils. Like, you know, my own personal self, you know, I was having massive blood sugar swings. I mean, my glucose tolerance test, my blood sugar dropped to 39 when, you know, 80 to 90 is normal, and I was almost, you know, out. And, you know, what would happen is my blood sugar would plummet and I would get massive panic attacks. And so there was, you know, a certain essential oil that I would use on the bottom of my feet, and I would also rub it on my veins, like on my arm and on my neck, and it would bring my blood sugar right back into normal within 45 minutes.
Wow.
It might have been even faster than that because I didn't check it, but I gave it a little time. But it's that effective, and that's for blood sugar, you know, and, you know, that to me is like whole, you know, there's really no drug or pharmaceutical for bringing up your blood sugar.
Okay.
You know, people just go out and they get a candy bar.
Right.
So, but that's just an example. You know, viruses, I've used them for that for ages. And, you know, like just recently, you and I both had this awful cold flu thing, and we kicked it within, you know, a couple days using essential oils.
Right. Right.
So, and, of course, I love a good smelly candle with essential oils, the therapeutic grade.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so for those people that are listening right now, if they wanted to begin using essential oils, what would they need to do, Jen?
Well, they should go to my blog, thenaturalanxietytherapy.com, and I can be contacted through there. In the ebook, Let's Get Physical, I do talk extensively about some essential oils in part of the sources section of the program. And, you know, this is one of my passions. I love essential oils. I've seen their effects. And really the best thing would be to contact me, because I do quite a bit of training and education with people on essential oils. And I have that readily available to people, and they can access that, because it's something, like, you know, you and I were talking a few minutes ago. It's really, with essential oils, they're so simple to use. And the best way to start is to start using them. If they can replace or reduce the amount of tranquilizers, you know, I openly talk about, you know, I had to use Xanax at some point when I just couldn't handle the panic attacks anymore. But it was a very rare occasion, because I always had the essential oils. Unless I got caught in a traffic jam or an airplane, or I drank caffeine, that's when I would get panic attacks. And then I was just unglued, and that's when, you know, I'd get a little help from Xanax. But besides that, I always use the essential oils, and my anxiety was relentless.
Wow. So you, on your blog or in your ebook, you're going to go into a specific protocol using essential oils for anxiety?
Yes, absolutely. And there are, you know, the reason why these essential oils work so effectively is, like I said, they go up your nose and they go through the olfactory nerve, and they're directly inputted into your brain in the limbic system. And the limbic system is your emotional center, especially the amygdala. And having that support, right, you know, with the essential oils that quickly going into the brain is absolutely the, you know, the fastest, I guess you'd say, route you can go. So.
Right. So they work both on the emotional as well as the physical aspect of anxiety.
Yes, And really, when it comes to the protocols that I personally use and that I share in the book, I do address the physical component and how they can be used, you know, for my, like what I use them for the physical, like, you know, working with either the liver or working with the blood sugar or whatever, bowel issues. But I also address in there which ones work well for emotions, and I've got a set grouping that really helped me make it through. And then at some point I will be blogging about, and, you know, by the time people hear this, it might already be done, and I'll be posting more detailed information on using them for emotions, because, you know, when you're in this state of mind where you just feel like the world is coming down upon you, and those essential oils can be your savior. They were for me.
Well, Jim, you know, I just wanted to tell you that, just in bearing witness to your experience, that, you know, this is the silver lining of what you went through, that you are now, I mean, you have dug deep and you have found, natural remedies that actually have worked, and that not only relieve you of anxiety, but it actually gets to the root cause of the anxiety. And so you can really, I mean, I've seen it even in your life, to really begin living a full and healthy life just using the natural remedies that you have discovered. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your time and your insight with me here. And for those people that are listening, I encourage you to go to naturalanxietytherapy.com and, you know, read about Jen's experience, read about what she's done. And there's an ebook that's there that, the title of that again is, Let's Get Physical. Anxiety is Not All in Your Head, where Jen really goes into deep, deep detail about her experience and, you know, the discoveries that she made and how she got herself back on the road to health using all natural remedies. So Jen, thank you so much for being here. And for those of you that are listening, I appreciate you being here. And please remember to live mindfully.